Thunder Bay, December 15, 2021. Martin Falls and Webeke First Nations extend their congratulations to the Mushkegawuk James Bay coastal communities and the Government of Ontario on their recent commitment to explore an all-season road to Western James Bay. Connecting isolated First Nations across northern Ontario with all-season roads will bring enormous economic opportunities, enhanced food security, lower shipping costs for bulk items, and the potential of environmentally responsible resource development and well-paying jobs for communities with high unemployment who are open to that possibility. Martin Falls and Webeke steadfastly support Mushkegawuk communities on this economically worthwhile initiative. Martin Falls and Webeke are currently working on First Nations-led environmental assessments, EAs, on three road proposals, located almost exclusively on their traditional territories. The three road proposals are the Martin Falls Community Access Road, MFCAR, starting at Forestry Roads north of Aroland First Nation and the town of Nakina, and running approximately 190 kilometers to 230 kilometers to Martin Falls. The Webeke Supply Road, running 107 kilometers between Webeke FN and the Ring of Fire Mining Camp. And the Northern Road Link proposal, running roughly 155 kilometers, that will link the two previous road projects. The Mushkegawuk communities are very aware that all northern, isolated First Nations are greatly impacted by the climate change emergency that is affecting the entire world. The utility of critical winter road infrastructure, vital for the transport of heavy building materials, diesel fuel for electrical generation and essential food supplies, is being affected by warmer temperatures and much shorter winter road seasons. Martin Falls Chief Acne Pinescombe said, "Last year was one of the shortest winter road seasons that our elders can remember. If we can't bring up all the necessary bulk supplies during much shorter seasons, then we need to spend limited financial resources to fly these vital supplies into our communities." Martin Falls and Mushkegawuk communities alike face the impact of climate change today, but impacts are likely to get worse in the coming years, so the time to plan is now. In fact, our entire community is eagerly waiting for the day the Martin Falls Community Access Road opens and connects our community to the provincial highway system. This project presents enormous economic opportunities that would employ our people and allow them access to the outside world, which is vital to the emotional and general well-being of our membership. Another critical benefit of this road is that it will significantly reduce the cost of food and ensure food security. Indigenous environmental assessments entail detailed, community-directed studies that seek best practices to protect and safeguard the environment. The process will incorporate traditional knowledge and consultation with First Nations people of all ages, including elders, women, and youth groups. Chief Wabass of Webeke First Nation said, "We are encouraged by other First Nations in the coastal region taking a proactive approach towards infrastructure development up north." Webeke is currently undertaking an environmental assessment to better understand Webeke Supply Road Project impacts in the process. It allows us to generate information which will be needed for our decision-making. We have the environment stewardship right to pursue opportunities that position our First Nation to be proponents which improves better communication and certainty within our community. It requires cooperation and willingness to learn that paves a way to adapt to change which ensures prosperity and long-term sustainability for our people. For isolated First Nation people, new road infrastructure will bring needed training, jobs for road maintenance and other business prospects and make enormous progress for reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous societies. The proposed projects by Martin Falls and Webeke will be two-lane, all-weather, gravel access roads with water crossings, built to accommodate both passenger and commercial vehicles. Both Webeke and Martin Falls would be more than happy to meet, assist, and share lessons learned based on their experience as Indigenous proponents with the Mushkegawuk James Bay coastal communities on their initiative to plan an all-season road to their communities.